Red Dog.
Clifford needed Emily, so she chose him for her own. And her love made Clifford grow so big that the Howards had to leave their home. Clifford's the best friend anyone could know. He's the greatest dog ever. I really think so. Clifford's so loyal.
Clifford.
He's there when you call. I love Clifford, the big red dog. So they packed up a family car, and the Howards left the city. They moved to Birdwell Island and they're many new friends. There to greet Clifford and Emily. Clifford's so much fun, he's a friend to us all.
I love Clifford, the big red dog.
Woo!
Doing the right thing.
Mr. Kibble always has the best toys. Whoa! I guess he didn't see this toy he dropped.
She'll never find me here.
Sticky goo, I see you.
Gosh, Cleo, that's the fifth time you found me so fast.
As I always say, it's a gift.
Hi, T-Bone.
Hey, guys.
Where'd you get the great toy?
I found it on the street.
I wonder whom it belongs to.
It belongs to T-Bone now. You know the rule. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
Yeah, that's fair, right?
Well, it doesn't seem fair if you're the one who lost it.
Yeah. So, you guys want to play with it?
Yeah. Woo, this is fun.
Great toy, T.
You know, this toy looks a lot like the ones Mr. Kibble sells in his shop.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
I've got to go home, guys. I think it's getting dark out.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
What's wrong, T-Bone?
Nothing. I just gotta go home now. Bye.
Okay, bye, T. See you tomorrow.
Don't forget to bring your new toy.
Becky, give your brother his ball back. You know it doesn't belong to you.
Boom.
I sure hope someone finds my bike and returns it, Dad.
Hey, T-Bone, supper time. It's your favorite, beef bits stew.
Yeah, you're the best dog in the world. Enjoy, buddy.
Oh,
are you? I'm you, in your dream. You're me? How could you be me, when I'm me? I'm that part of you that helps you decide what's the right thing to do. But you haven't been listening to me lately. Oh, yeah. My stomach hurts. Come on, I want to show you something. Whoa, where are we? We're in the past, back when you were just a puppy. Look.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, that's me again. Yep, as a pup a couple of years back. Cute little guy, aren't you? And you loved playing with that toy. Oh, yeah, the wiggly rope. Oh, I love the wiggly rope. Sheriff Lewis and I play with that rope together all the time.
Come on, T-Bone. Time for lunch.
It was the best toy in the whole wide world. Remember what happened to it? I remember. Hi, that's my toy. Do you want to play with it with me?
Sorry, pup. It's our toy now.
You know the rule. Finders keepers, losers weepers.
Remember how it made you feel? Yes, I remember. That was my favorite toy, and it felt awful when I didn't have it anymore. I don't think Mr. Kibble will feel so bad about the hedgehog toy, though. After all, he has lots of other toys. He probably won't even miss it. Don't think Mr. Kibble will feel bad about his toy, huh? No. Why don't we go to his shop and see for ourselves? Whoa! We're almost there. Whoa!
I know I ordered a hedgehog toy. Where could it be?
Oh!
I'm sorry, Harriet. I know you really wanted that toy, but I just can't find it. I must have lost it or something.
Oh.
Okay. I'll look some more.
Harriet really wanted a hedgehog toy today. But now, Mr. Kibble can't find it. Because I found it. Yep.
Oh.
I know.
Guess Mr. Kibble really will miss his hedgehog toy. Oh, I was just dreaming. But now I know the right thing to do. First thing in the morning, I'm taking you home to Mr. Kibble. Now, come on. Let's go to sleep. Oh, hello. I've decided to give the toy back to Mr. Kibble.
I know. I just wanted to tell you how proud I am of you for making that decision.
It's the right thing to do.
Yep, it is. Now, let's get some sleep.
Bone?
Hiya, Clifford. Hey, Cleo.
Grab your new toy and let's go play.
No, I can't. I've got to give it back to Mr. Kibble. It belongs to him.
It belongs to Mr. Kibble?
That's right. I knew it was his, but I really wanted it.
So you just took it?
Yeah, but that isn't right.
so I'm gonna give it back to him. Wanna go with me?
Sure. We'll go with you, T-Bone.
Yeah, sure we will.
Okay, then. Let's go.
Well, good morning, everyone. Well, what have we here? Is that one of my hedgehog toys? You're such a good boy. Thank you, T-Bone. Thanks for returning it. You did the right thing. Good boy.
One sunny afternoon, Speckle's friends asked him to play ball. Speckle said he'd love to, but first he had to clean the yard. It looked like a lot of work. Speckle laughed. He didn't think it was work at all. Then he strapped two brushes to the bottom of his feet and skated his front walk clean. It looked like so much fun, everyone wanted to try. So Darnell and Luna skipped across the yard using their jump ropes to make leaves scatter into a pile. Robbie skateboarded along the fence with a paintbrush. Speckle pushed Reba on a swing, and she wiped the windows clean. Speckle and his friends made the work so much fun, before they knew it, the job was done. The end.
That was a great story. Isn't reading fun?
Safe from the ghost of old Whiffy the Skunk Ghost. Wherever this old ghostly skunk went, a nasty stink was sure to follow him. And as the years passed, the ghost of old Whiffy began to grow, till the eerie aberration was 20 feet tall.
Wow.
Whiffy could knock you out with one lift of his giant tail, releasing a yucky stink like you've never smelled before.
Whiffy? It's just Clifford.
Looks like the dogs want to hear this story, too.
Go ahead, Dad. Finish the story.
So, people say that 20 feet high and full of the stinkiest stink you can imagine, the old skunk ghost continued to astound the people of Birdworld Island until one day, he just disappeared. Some people think he went off to live in the woods of Birdwell Park.
Wow! Do you think it's true? Do you think Whiffy's in the woods?
No, it's just a fun make-believe story.
It's fun to hear stories, especially when you know they're not true.
But story time is over now. Come on, Charlie. Let's walk Emily Elizabeth home.
Come on, guys. Let's play in the woods.
I don't think so, Cleo.
You never know what might be in those woods.
What do you mean? Oh, you mean Whiffy the Skunk Ghost.
Yeah, that's what we mean.
Come on, you know there's no such thing as ghosts. Let's go.
I guess she's right.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come in. Okay.
Let's play tag. Not it.
Not it.
Okay, I'm it. You better run.
Whoa! Clifford, stop!
What? What?
Behind you! It's Whiffy the Skunk Ghost!
Ghost?
Yikes! It must be Whiffy! Run!
Come on, Cleo! Let's get out of here!
Where's Cleo?
I don't know.
Maybe Whiffy got her.
We gotta go back and find her.
Yikes! Oh no! It's Whiffy!
Did I scare you guys?
Cleo!
We thought you were a ghost.
You did? That's funny.
No, it's not funny.
Oh, come on. It was just a little trick I was playing on you.
It's not nice to play tricks like that, Cleo.
Sorry. But you guys know that Whiffy's not real.
Yeah, we know. But still...
Come on, let's go swimming.
Swimming? Okay. Come on, Clifford.
Okay. Swimming's a lot more fun than playing tricks any day.
This is great, Clifford. Do some more. Hey, where's Cleo? She was just here.
Cleo, where are you?
Clifford, T-Bone, help! Whiffy the Skunk Ghost has got me!
Whiffy the Skunk Ghost?
We're coming, Cleo! We're coming!
You tricked us again?
We were really worried about you, Cleo. That wasn't nice.
It was just a joke. Don't be mad. I was just having fun.
I don't like that kind of fun.
I'm sorry. I won't do it again. Let's just play, okay?
Okay, Cleo, but no more tricks.
Yeah, no more tricks.
Okay. No more tricks.
8, 9, 10. Ready or not, here I come. I'm gonna find you guys. Aha! I see you, T-Bone.
Aw, you found me.
Yeah, now to find Cleo.
Clifford! T-Bone, help!
Did you hear that, T-Bone?
Think she's trying to trick us again?
Over here, behind the bush, quick!
Let me see. She is trying to trick us, T-Bone, and after she promised to stop.
What should we do?
Clifford! Hurry! The stinky skunk's got me!
Let's just start to leave. When she figures out she can't trick us anymore, she'll follow us and say she's sorry.
Great idea, Clifford.
Those guys. They should be trying to save me. Clifford? T-Bone? Uh-oh. They must have figured out I was trying to trick them again. I better go find them. Ow! Hey! Ow! Clifford! T-Bone! I really need you guys! Guys, I'm not...
That should be enough. There you go, guys. No, Mrs. Diller. I haven't seen Cleo at all today. Clifford and T-Bone are here, but Cleo isn't with them.
Sounds like Cleo hasn't gone home yet.
That's weird. You think she's still in the woods?
I don't know. We better go look for her.
I don't blame him for not coming. I've been a big stinker. If I ever get out of these woods, I'll never play tricks on them again. Clifford? T-Bone? Whiffy the Skunk Ghost! What do I do? No! Man, P.U. That is definitely not a ghost skunk. That is the real thing.
Cleo!
Cleo!
Cleo, where are you?
I'm over here!
P.U., what is that smell?
Ew, that must be Whiffy the Skunk Ghost.
And I bet you he's got Cleo.
Let's go.
Am I ever glad to see you guys?
Oh, are you okay, Cleo?
My bow got stuck in a bush and then this real-life skunk came and sprayed me with his stink.
That's an awful smell, Cleo.
I know. Real skunks can really stink you up.
Let me unstick your bow, Cleo. Then you can go home and get a bath.
Thanks, big guy.
We're sorry we left, Cleo. We thought you were trying to trick us again.
I was. I'm really sorry I played those tricks on you today. I promise I'll never do it again.
Okay. Come on, Cleo, let's go home. Mrs. Diller will be happy to see you.
But I bet she won't be happy to smell you.
Poor Cleo.
Mr. Kibble's already given her 4 baths.
Yeah, I don't think she'll be playing any more tricks on us, T-Bone.
Nope, I don't think so.
Don't worry, guys. I've learned my lesson. The stinky way.
Clifford and I know that it's important to try new things. That's how you learn. That's why Clifford's big idea for today is believe in yourself.
Hiya, T-Bone. Want to play ball with Clifford and me?
Sure. I get better at this game every time we play.
Okay, then. Let's play.
Can I try that again? I know I can do it this time.
Okay, here it comes.
I did it! I hit it!
I remember the first time we played, you couldn't hit the ball at all.
I knew that if I just kept working at it and doing my best, I'd get better.
So let's keep playing. Believing in yourself helps you to try your best and to keep on trying. That's why Clifford's big idea for today is believe in yourself.